when you look at their defensive secondary, they're banged up, they've got some guys out of position. I mean, how much advantage do you think they can take from
that? Well, you know, the first thing that we see, first thing we think of with that defense is the fact that, you know, they got 40 sacks. You know, they're sixth in the league with 40 sacks. And in the past four games, that have been all important games for them to put them in this position, they have 13 takeaways. So they're doing a lot of good things. And, you know, whoever is in whatever role they decide, we know they're going to be ready to play. But I think it really all starts with, you know, what they have up front, their ability to get to the quarterback. And they've been doing a great job taking the ball away from the offense.
Where do things stand at right tackle? Did you see Marshall back in the lineup this week?
Excuse me. Marshall stepped in, did a great job. You know, we got both guys ready to play. I'll let Ben address the injury report and all those types of things, but we're definitely pleased with things he did and a lot of things that the whole offensive line did last week.
Mike, do you believe there's a formula to win a playoff game on the road in a tough spot, and what would that be?
Well, I think it all starts with taking care of the football, and I think that's something that seems cliche or trite, but really, it's, you know, you talk about all throughout the year, but you know, the one thing with the National Football League with the playoffs, you know, it's not a seven-game series, it's not a five-game series. You know, any of the struggles that have happened throughout the course of the season, as well as any of the successes through the course of the season, all go out the window. You just got to win that one game, and you have to make the most of every opportunity, every possession. So, you know, the hugest goal, the number one focus for us from an offensive standpoint, I think, on the road against any opponent, certainly a great one like Green Bay, is to take care of the football. That's got to be paramount, and that it all starts with that.
What do you think is the biggest difference in your offense now than in week five when you play now?
Well, I think we made some progress running the football. You know, really excited about a lot of the things that happened, particularly last week in a game where the opponent had to win to get in. And to be able to have 40 rushes and put up those type of yards and not have any negative rushes is something that gives us the type of confidence and the momentum that I think you need, because whether it's, you know, certainly we don't expect it to be 75 degrees and sunny there in Wisconsin on Sunday, and to be able to have an all-weather type of offense and do those type of things is going to be something that we're going to need to rely upon.
How much better do you feel about your running game now than you did 3 or 4 weeks ago?
It's continued to improve. You know, we've seen flashes where we've made progress. It's been steady. I think it really put it all together like last week is something that I think, you know, everybody, and I say everybody, it's not, you know, you initially would think the offensive line, but I think the runners, I think the tight ends, you know, the receivers did a good job on the perimeter of them trying to finish blocks and showed a willingness to put their faces in there and get on their man. So I think, you know, they all know that also opens up some of the play-action passes, some of the fake passes, and so forth. So I think to have that type of consistency in an important game, a final game, you know, which one which we treated as such that we wanted to go down there and be at our best and to win, I think it is something that, you know, we'll feel good about and we hopefully can carry that momentum into the preseason, into the postseason.
Has Paul separated himself from the pack in that regard? I mean,
He did a phenomenal job. Made some guys miss, has done some of the things that we've seen throughout the season, whether it's being able to make guys miss or to break arm tackles. I think Rashad did a lot of good things as well. I mean, you look at that, you know, and picking his feet up there, the touchdown run that he had. The two guys complement each other. Bobby Rainey gets called into action in terms of some of the two-minute, some of the third-down situations, and so we feel very fortunate that we got three guys that we can count on to carry the ball for us.
Mike, you mentioned, you know, a lot of times it's time to get people to say there aren't any rookies, but Paul Perkins is a rookie. Do you worry about that aspect of it going into a playoff game?
You know, I think and it starts with the head coach, how Ben has addressed things with the team. You know, we're not approaching this as the playoffs or as a wild card game. It's a game against the Green Bay Packers, a team we played earlier in the year, a team that, you know, is playing well on both sides of the football and their special teams. And so it's really been a matter of just zeroing in on the preparation and going out and had a heck of a day today. It was great to be outside, a lot of speed work. And so whether it's, you mentioned, again, a guy like Perkins or Sterling, some of the other young players that we have, you know, it really boils down to the investment that they all make throughout the course of the week and the meetings out on the practice field. That's what they're going to draw upon to go out there and play. It's still just football, just going to have a little bit heightened, as we all know, intensity and energy and speed and so forth. But, you know, the investment they're making this week, we feel really confident about them being able to prepare at a high level for it.
Much
to perform. So I'm stuttering from all the cold out there. perform at a high level.
Perkins, is he a quick decision maker, Paul Perkins, or is he just quick physically to be able to make
that? That's a good question in terms of, because some guys have the vision and the instincts where they can hit it, but maybe the body doesn't move them as fast as they like. You know, the spirit is willing, but the spirit is willing, but the body is weak, wherever that goes. He does have, I think, a lot of those traits that you like in terms of the short area quickness, the ability to put his foot in the ground and make a cut. And there's also a good instinct and vision that he has that enables him to do that. So it's been a nice mixture. He's shown improvement, and we're excited about
it. Did you see those things, say, like in the off season in training camp, or have you seen more of it the more he's...
The off season was limited with him. As you know, he wasn't with us in the spring because of the forces to UCLA, and then he was behind the power curve throughout, you know, a lot of the preseason, because just trying to play catch up. You know, we asked a lot of the backs, not just in terms of running the football, but pass protection is a huge part of what they do, and then getting out into the pattern as a receiver. And so it's taken him a while, but I think we've all seen instances where he's shown some of the things that you mentioned, as far as, you know, having that vision, having the ability to cut, having the ability to make guys miss, as well as to break some arm tackles. And we're also excited about he continues to improve. I've said this before, you know, from a pass protection standpoint, you know, not just the willingness, which is you got to have before you do anything else, but also now the knowledge. You know, he's definitely made huge strides in that area of pass protection from preseason.
Mike, back in week 5, I think Bobby Rainey led you in scrimmage yards at Green Bay. When you look back at that game, does it seem in some ways like a different offense play compared to where you guys are at the end of the season?
Well, you mentioned, you know, obviously Bobby played quite a bit. Rashad, you know, was not able to be in a position to help us there. And, you know, Paul was at a different place in terms of, you know, where his experience level and, you know, his level of confidence in what he's playing. And I think overall, you know, we didn't run the ball very well at all in that football game. And so a lot of the two-high coverages, a lot of the commitment to try to take Odell and the receivers out of the game. And we were, as was the case in several instances this season, our own worst enemy as far as the turnovers, as far as, okay, here's the big play, oh, there's the penalty. And so that's really the first thing that comes to mind when I think about that that game. And then just as we really try to zero in and study, okay, this was their approach. Well, what's going to be the same? What are they going to try to counter with? And obviously Don Capers is a tremendous coach, a great defensive mind. So that's really more the focus in terms of the things that we know we need to do better.
Mike, when
does somebody like Paul Perkins actually have a positive impact on Rashad once, you know, Perkins gets into kind of a groove? Can that trickle down to Rashad and other running backs during the course of the game?
I think when any player is performing well, that is contagious, and it helps guys be motivated. I think it's had an effect, whether it's Rashad, you know, scoring his touchdown, or you ask about Paul, some of the things he's done. You know, that makes the receivers feel confident. You know, they see that happen. Okay, they don't want to let him down. They want to finish their blocks. You know, they know this guy's going to do some good things. And, of course, you know, it's going to set up those play-action passes. And so, you know, they get motivated. The line gets motivated. You know, I'm holding on to this block, and maybe it's not quite perfect. If I can just stay on him long enough, then I got a guy that's going to be able to make a play. And I think, you know, the two do feed off of each other. Bobby Ray is a very closely improved that position. And quite frankly, within the offense, a lot of guys really pulling together, you know, trying to put the bad behind us, learn from our mistakes, and excited about being in the tournament.
Mike, you have some recollections of that 2012 playoff game in Green Bay, and what stands out of that mostly?
Well, I remember the 2012 game you mentioned. It wasn't as cold as the 2007 one. I mean, the 2007 one, I can remember with Pete Junta, the secondary coach, trying to go get a cup of coffee in the morning before it was a night game, and thinking, oh, I'm tough, I don't need to have a hat. And about maybe 15 feet out, I was like, I don't know if I was going to laugh or cry or throw up or pass out or whatever. It was miserable. The first thing I remember about that game you mentioned was it wasn't quite as bitterly cold. You know, the second thing I think is just it's the playoffs. It's a great atmosphere. I mean, it's a an excellent organization with a lot of history. The fans are very passionate, and you know, they were certainly heavily favored and were playing well on all phases, and we were able to put things together at the right time. And it just comes down, like I said, you know, one game. And
what are your recollections about the Hail Mary?
I didn't see it. I was in the press box at the time, and it's a long ways to get from the coach's box down, and in halftime, it's not like the movies. I mean, it is boom, 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 you're out fast. And so I literally didn't, and of course, it's not like you're hearing cheers,
yeah.
You know, but then I heard some hooting and hollering by our guys, and they said, we scored a touchdown. So I didn't see it until we'll get the game film. After the game, I heard about it. So
we hear a lot about Eli. You know, Eli being a different quarterback in the playoffs, and how you see his success in the playoffs. This week, you see anything different with him? You noticed anything?
Eli is a model of consistency and steadiness. You know, he prepares like a true pro. He puts the time in. There's no one that's going to be more focused. No one's going to be more prepared to be at his best. And he's been able to have success in those postseason games. Of late, in terms of it all coming together, and so, and there's not a there's that has been brought up a few times, a postseason Eli, regular season Eli. You know, he's just a great competitor. He's a leader of this offense, and he's working very hard, had a great day today, and we're excited about.
Can you put your finger on why he does have that success, though?
There's no specific trait or something, a magic button, and there's nothing specific that I can point to other than the fact that I think when anyone approaches their work with a level of consistency, and they don't get caught up in the setbacks, they don't get caught up in the negativity, the criticism, nor do they get caught up in the praise. It's just this laser steady focus that he has. And I would imagine him being able to do that is what allows him to kind of, you know, get the negative out of the way and then get caught up in the positives and be able to be at his best. So hopefully that will be the case on Sunday.